The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief because I was afraid of you, because you are demanding men. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you like the way I read that? That's something like it would have sounded. You know what I mean? Jesus didn't just say, didn't just like narrate a little story for them. That's what it would have sounded. And it would have been more intense. Yeah. Antiochus. What a great figure. What a great figure for us to see this morning. And look at the mother. Look at the mother. Can we put ourselves in that position? Would we beg our children to be faithful and suffer death as a result of their fidelity to God? Or would we beg them to apostatize, right? To say, just say something else so that you survive and we'll work out the rest later. At least survive. Don't want you to die. What would we do? Seriously, what would we do? It's challenging. I don't even have to say anything. It's challenging enough. Saint Cecilia, right? We're blessed three ways today. Amazing gospel passage, great story of the Maccabees, and Saint Cecilia. We really rejoice in this in martyrdom. Look how fruitful martyrdom is. Why is martyrdom fruitful? It's a maxim of the church. The seedbed of Christianity is the blood of the martyrs. Why is martyrdom so fruitful? Because it's the pinnacle of fidelity to Jesus. It's the pinnacle of fidelity to Jesus. That is always going to be fruitful. In fact, that's probably what we can look down on and see these gold coins and what they're producing. And we're called to be fruitful. How are we investing what God has given us? God, look, right? This is tough. Jesus is showing something here of who God is. I'm not doing that, hellfire and damnation stuff. Mercy comes with the coming of God, right? Because in this parable, we have to see this is Jesus who has, say, gone off. I shouldn't say gone off. What's happened is Israel has lived in exile. They return to Jerusalem. They build the temple, but there's still a nagging sense that God is not with them. In Jesus, God is returning to his people. And he's bringing, yes, mercy. He is living forgiveness. But with mercy comes justice. With mercy comes everyone being held to account. So we, who now are awaiting Jesus' second coming, are awaiting the final implementation of the same. And so it makes a difference where we are when Jesus returns. And we can be asked these very same questions. Now Jesus will come and say, hey, look, you had Father Daniel give you a dramatic retelling of that parable. You knew what it was about. And yet, or we'll be the first servant, right? Everything God has given us, most especially his divine life, what have we done with it? Have we individually given ourselves over completely to the mission of Christ? Really, the only thing that matters. No, love and serve God, right? We're destined to serve God. Is Jesus the king of your entire life, of your heart and of your life? Or are we hedging our bets? Because this is the challenge here, right? This last guy especially is like, I kind of understand who the master is. I'm kind of afraid, I'm afraid of that, and I'm going to do this other thing, even though he told me to do this. He told me to trade with it, but I'm not going to because I'm afraid. There's something going on. He's like hedging his bets, right? And these other guys are going all in. St. Cecilia is going all in. Antiochus is going all in on God. Are we going all in on God? We're hedging our bets. We're going to go all in on mercy, love, forgiveness, kindness, patience, generosity, faithfulness to God? Or are we going to hedge our bets? We're like, yeah, that stuff may be true, but I want to just do my own thing. Take what God has given me, and I'll enjoy it first. And then what I have left over, I'll give to God. That's the third servant. You want to do that? Or you want to go all in on God? Everything we have and everything we are should be used to advance God's purposes. That's the word of God. That's not the word of Father Daniel. That's the word of God. I don't know where you guys are on that. So you have to tell me. You have to tell me afterwards, really, because I don't know where you are, but that's what the word of God is. He has me here today to say that to you and to encourage that in our midst, right? I don't get the fact that we're a shrinking church. I'm not talking about Our Lady of Mount Carmel. I'm talking about the Catholic Church. I don't understand why the Catholic Church is shrinking. Because I read this parable and I see he gave us one coin and we can give 10 more, 5 more. And here we're losing. Why? I don't know. Right? This is some of what gets me worked up. Because I think that faithfulness, fidelity to God, to Jesus, will have us bear abundant fruit. And I believe that you believe the same because you're here day after day. My friends, let's start to look to see if in our hearts and lives we're bearing fruit. And then as a community, we're bearing fruit. And if we're not, let's come together and talk about it and figure it out, because we don't want to be the third servant. I desperately do not want to be the third servant. And I hope you'll join me there. And if not, fear, look, that's the other side, right? The one side is even better. One gold coin, he gets 10 and even more in the age to come. That's where we want to be, ruling with Christ in glory, living lives now of love and joy and peace and all the rest. And the promise is held out to us. We just got to receive that gold coin. We got to receive the love and mercy of God and put it into action in our lives, individually and together. And if we do that, the promise awaits. Just as the promise awaited St. Cecilia, Antiochus, those who were faithful to God, who went all in on God, they now bear the fruit that we desperately want to bear in our hearts, in our lives, in our community.